Well, wherever you are, California, Arizona, I've had messages from Oregon this week, Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Michigan, from everywhere.
Arkansas.
Messages from everywhere. Can't wait for 707 on Friday. Well, guess what, friends and neighbors? 707 is here. No more waiting. Time to go. Warsaw and Decatur Central about to play for the 5A state championship game. And it'll be Mason Smythe to kick it off for the Tigers. Smythe with 49 touchbacks in 79 attempts. That's 62%. And you really want him to get touchbacks against these cats that are back there deep, because you have their two fastest, most dangerous guys, Pharrell Carter and Kazmir Hicks, standing back at the 5-yard line hoping for a chance. Smythe has the ball teed up on the X at the 40-yard line on the south side of the Big Colts helmet, waiting for the whistle. And there it is. The 5A championship game is underway, and Smythe boots it high and deep, and it will be taken out from just inside the 1-yard line. Come to the near sideline is Carter. He's going to be hit. He's going down back inside the 15-yard line. Villema was the one who finished him off. Strawn was the first one to get to him on the near side of the field. First down and 10 for Decatur Central from their own 14-yard line.
That's a good pursuit there on that kickoff team. Just really strung him out and forced him out of bounds at the 14-yard line.
And here comes Bo Polston to the line of scrimmage, first down and 10. The referee has last-minute word for Polston as he gets ready to get things going. And they're going to go five wide on this first play from scrimmage. Polston standing inside his 10, going to send Hicks in motion, going to flip it to him. He's running left. He's got blockers. 15, 20, 25. He's got a first down outside the 25 to the 27-yard line. That's a 13-yard gain and a first down on the first play from scrimmage for the Hawks.
Good blocking up front by the offensive line of Decatur Central. Just man on man, hat on hat, and just a real good run there by the running back.
It'll be first down and 10. Ball in the far hash mark, which feels like it's about 3 miles away from where we're broadcasting from. Polston has a running back to his right, and Polston will drop to throw. Throws a far side, got a man open at the 38-yard line. He's got the catch, and he's pushed into the Tiger bench. And he'll go out of bounds right at the 38-yard line, and that is Pharrell Carter with his 34th catch of the season.
Good protection there up front of the offensive line of Decatur Central. And it's real important here to weather this storm. You know, just it's okay. It's a long game. Just weather this initial storm.
First down and 10. Two plays, two first downs for the Hawks from their 38. Polston will again send a man in motion. Take the snap, hand off up the middle, and not much room there. A couple of yards to 40-yard line. Schultz with the tackle and the run for Dodo. And it'll be second down and 8.
Yeah, that's kind of what we talked about in the pregame. Can our defensive line plug those holes up? And that was a textbook example of that, where Hetty and Schultz could come up and make that tackle.
Well, if you give these guys a full head of steam when they hit the hole, you are in trouble. Second down and 8. Ball right at the 40, right on the X at the 40-yard line. Decatur Central, 10-2, ranked number 4 in the final 5A poll. Dodo in the backfield, and they will hand it to him. And he'll try the middle. He's got a big hole, and he's got 7 more yards. Make it 8 yards out to the 47-yard line. Schultz again on the tackle with help from Villema. It'll be 3rd down and 1, and the Hawks run right to the line of scrimmage. They're going to hurry. And they're trying to make Warsaw jump off sides. Warsaw did jump, but not across the neutral zone. Now Polston will peek back to his right and get instructions from his coaches. Dodo moves up into the slot area. Back to throw, quick through a far side. Ball is caught A guy who caught the ball ran into his own guy. He got the first down out to the 50-yard line. And, again, their numbers are gold on white jerseys, so it's not really easy. That's Carson Eisen with the catch for Decatur Central. And it's good enough for a first down out to the midfield stripe. Opening drive of the game, 9:17 left to play here in our opening quarter. Polson going to go under center and pitch it back to the right. Warsaw strings it out pretty well, but he gets away. 50, 45, still in bounds and pushed out of bounds to the Decatur Central, or to the Warsaw 40-yard line. That is a first down, and that's Hicks on the run. That time I thought they had him, Andy, and yeah, he was just too quick and got out around the corner.
They're just showing the replay on the video board there, too. Tristan had a chance. It was a diving attempt, but he just missed the ankles of the running back there.
Another first down for the Hawks there at the Tiger 40-yard line now in the near hash mark. 9:05 left to play here in the opening quarter. One wide out. He's way to the high side of the formation. Polson again from the eye. Hands off left. Carter will dive across the 40 and get 2 yards to the 38-yard line. Stopped in the play by Hetty with help from Gabrich and Villema. All three levels involved in the tackle there. Second down and 8 coming up for Decatur.
Something we can't really say that we've ever had to enjoy is the video board is literally at our eye level.
Yes.
Like, we can just look over there and look at replays.
Yes. We are about 20 feet from the wheels that help open the roof when they open the roof here. Polston, quick throw, far side, got a man at the 40. It's Hicks. He'll turn upfield, breaks a tackle, breaks another. Still going, 20, 15, 10, 5, and he scores. Touchdown. Touchdown, Decatur Central. They break the ice with 8:21 left to go here in the opening quarter. On a 38-yard touchdown pass to Kazmir Hicks from Bo Polston.
And so far, that first drive for Decatur Central, I think what's really stood out to me is just like, I mentioned it once before, is just a really good blocking up front of the offensive line and also the perimeter blocking of their wide receivers.
Extra point try now to be attempted by Ashton Vogel. 45 out of 46 on extra points this season. Good snap, spot is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. It is 7-0 Decatur Central. 8:21 left to play opening quarter. We're back in 90 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 3 minutes, 39 seconds on that opening drive. 38-yard touchdown pass and catch from Bo Polston to Kazmir Hicks. And Decatur Central is on the board first, Andy.
That was a good drive. That was really balanced run and pass. Now it's time to – so they land a haymaker. Let's see if we can respond with a haymaker of our own and kind of feel each other out a little bit. Still have the mindset that our offense can be pretty effective against this defense of Decatur Central. But let's just see how this goes. But that was an awfully impressive first drive by Decatur Central. Kind of reminds me of that offense by Concord where they're multifaceted. They can do a lot of things well, and they showed that on that first drive.
So the Tigers drop two guys back deep, but here's where we're watching their kickoff unit. They place the ball at the NFL hash mark on the near side of the Colts helmet. And 11 guys huddled around the ball with the kicker in the middle of it. And the Tigers, at the moment, with 5 guys up front. And from this, they can do a lot of things. They could onside kick it. They could try a line drive kick, or they could fan out and kick it deep. Waiting for the whistle. There's the whistle. And Vogel started forward and then stopped. Now everybody spreads out. And Vogel will circle back around and step it off. And we'll see how he wants to kick it. And he'll run up to it, and he'll drive it high and deep, and this will be a touchback. Touchback taken by Tucker Reed. No, check that, by Quentin Brock in the end zone. First down and 10 Tigers from their 20, down by 7 with 8:21 left to play here in the opening quarter.
I think Quentin wanted to return that, get some yards, but
yeah, he did.
Once that ball crosses, it's coming out to the 20.
And here comes Drew Sullivan in the Warsaw offense. Down by seven. Not the first time they've been down in this postseason. You have Vilma and Egoff lined up wide to the near side. And you have Evan Davis back after that thigh injury. He's lined up as the halfback on the right. Brock is on the left. Duncan behind Sullivan on first down and 10 from the 20. Five-man front for Decatur Central. They'll try Duncan up the middle, and he'll get 3 yards out to the 23-yard line. And that time, everybody followed. That's one of the things I look for is who follows him and who follows the quarterback on those plays, and pretty much everybody was following Duncan. Second down and 7. Same formation, except Egos a little closer to Kaufman on the left end. And they're going to pitch it back, and here comes Davis. And he turns up field, he's out of first down, out past the 30, and he'll be pushed into the Decatur Central bench and got pushed through the bench and all the way out the other side of the bench and then brought to the ground. We've seen Les called a personal foul. Doesn't matter. It's a gain of 11 yards and a first down for Warsaw.
And that was good. Just a sweep, a pitch to the left, and a great blocking by the offensive line of Warsaw, and a good job to get those yards for a first down.
Tigers with the ball to 34. 7:43 left to play. Opening quarter. Warsaw trailing 7-0 to Decatur Central. Sullivan takes his time, takes a look around, ducks under center. And he's going to hand off to Duncan again, and he'll get across the 35-yard line out to the 37, so give him 3 more yards on that carry. And if Brody gives you 3 yards to carry, nobody from Warsaw is going to complain one bit. That's exactly what they want.
Not at all. I will say one of the benefits of being this high up, you can see how that play develops. It's easier to actually see who has the ball.
Just think about this. Compare this in Concord.
Right.
How high we are here and how not high we are there. Sullivan on 2nd and 7. Ball in the near hash mark. White side of the field is right. Andrew's going to keep it. He's got a little room. Then he pitches it back. It's Brock up the near sideline. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, and pushed out of bounds. Sullivan held on to it as long as he could, and he goes all the way to the Decatur Central 21-yard line. First down, Tigers.
Boy, we've talked about that all year, about how well Drew does at reading defenses and knowing when to hold it and when to pitch, and he made a great read there right before he's going to get tackled. He made a great pitch to Quentin and a great game.
Brock with a big run. First down, Tigers from the 21. Ball in the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is right, and Decatur Central jumped off sides. Sullivan with a hard count with Brock in motion. Now that's going to cost them 5 yards. By the way, the run for Brock is 42 yards officially. Now to move the ball. Wait, where'd they move the ball to? Whoops.
I wonder if somebody took the ball. The ref's like, give it back to me.
They moved the ball the way to the 11, which would have been a first down on a 5-yard penalty. They might be a little nervous, too.
Yeah.
First down and 5 for the Tigers now from the 16. Quarterback sneak, and this will be Sullivan across the 15-yard line, down near the 13-yard line. Gain of a couple.
We saw that quite a bit against Lafayette, Jeff, just the quarterback sneaks, which at the time just amazed me that they were able to get that many yards. You know, we're getting 5-6 yards per sneak against Lafayette. Jeff, not quite as many there, but I'm glad to see that play call still in the arsenal.
Officially a gain of 3. They gave them all the way to the 13-yard line. Second down and 2 coming up for the Tigers. Their first time with the ball, they're down by 7. Sullivan runs the counterplay with Brock, and he's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage, and he'll get forward for a yard to the 12. And the guy who tackled him just kind of held him by the waist up above the ground. That's the big 315-pound defensive lineman, Caden Cole.
Yeah, he weighs twice as much as Quentin does.
Yes, he does.
But it was great penetration, though, on that defensive line there.
He probably eats Quentin's weight in food a week. He's a large human being.
Yeah, he is.
Third down and a yard for the Tigers. They have it at the 12. They need to get to the 11. The defensive line for Decatur Central starting to stack to the middle. Sullivan will hand off up the middle, Duncan, and I think he's got the first down. He does. Inside the 10-yard line, down to the 9-yard line. He got three more yards, first down and goal for the Tigers. And again, we told you the stat at the beginning of the broadcast. Warsaw, 36 times, have moved the ball inside the opponent's 20-yard line. They've scored 31 touchdowns in those 36 drives.
Let's see if we can keep that tradition going.
From the 9-yard line, Egolf lines up tight on the right. Brock is on the wing on the left. An extra lineman is in there for the Tigers. Option play. Sullivan keeps it. Turns upfield, and he'll dive forward. He'll be tackled just outside the 5-yard line. So that's a gain officially of 3. Second down coming up for the Tigers. Trying to tie the game. Down by 7. 5 minutes left to play. Clock running here in the opening quarter at Lucas Oil Stadium.
We saw that play a lot against Merrillville, just that quarterback fake to the halfback, or fullback, rather, and then just follow your blockers right at the middle. We saw a lot of that from Drew against Merrillville. Hopefully we'll see that a lot tonight.
Grady Nelson lined up as the tight end on the right side of the formation. Again, the Tigers have an extra lineman in there on the left. Second and goal from just outside the 5. Option play. Sullivan's going to keep it. Turns upfield, spinning and turning. Gets down inside the 3-yard line. They're going to mark him outside the 1-yard line. That would be a gain of 4 on the play and set up third down and goal for the Tigers.
You have to wonder if that quarterback sneak would be the call here.
Well, that or the pitch. Either way, because right now Decatur Central is dedicating all their people to the inside. Egolf is out to the right. For a moment, he was by himself. Now he has company, and it's Carter, their fastest guy. Sullivan on third and goal from the 1, keeps it, scores! Touchdown, Tigers! Drew Sullivan ran right, and he ran right into the end zone without a white shirt anywhere nearby. And 3:45 left to play in the opening quarter. Mason Smythe comes on to tie the game.
And again, we've seen that play a ton. You know, we're gonna fake to that fullback, and we're just going to follow him right into the end zone. Warsaw Tiger fans, we've seen that a lot. It's really effective, and it paid off right there. And like I said, Decatur Central comes down. They score pretty easily. We come down and respond. That was a really good response by Warsaw there.
80-yard drive for the Tigers, and now Smythe, who's had 3 blocked this season. Otherwise, he's made them all. Snap, spot, kick is away, and the kick is good. Warsaw's tied the game. It's 7-7 with 3:45 left to play in the opening quarter. We're back in 90 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Andy Manis, Austin Elder, high above Lucas Oil Stadium. Again, we're in the auxiliary TV room, which when I asked somebody, I said, what do they do in this room? TV stuff. So I still don't know what they do in here. But it's a pretty good spot. We're right about the 40-yard line. 8 stories up above the playing surface here at this magnificent stadium, which has a statue of Andrew Luck on one side and the statue of old number 18 from Rocky Top on the other. He was pretty good.
He was okay.
I liked him. I like him. And, of course, now we see him more now TV commercials than we ever did when he was playing.
And him and Eli on the Manning cast is just pure gold.
I can't watch it.
Pure gold.
I can't watch it. It's too funny. Football is serious. I couldn't watch it.
I
too
like
funny.
When Eli constantly makes fun of Peyton's forehead. He calls it a five head.
Yeah. Smythe has the ball teed up at the 40. Again, 2 guys deep for Decatur Central. Smythe came up just short on the touchback a little bit ago, but the Tigers covered it well. And you have Carter on the far side, Hicks on the near side. Smythe will run up to it, and he will drive this one deep, and this will be returnable from the 4-yard line. And this will be Hicks running out, 10, 15, look out, 20, 25, 30, 35, all the way out to the 40-yard line. That's a 36-yard kickoff return. I think I said Hicks, I meant Carter. Carter on the kickoff return. All the way out to the 40, first down and 10 for Decatur Central. 3:37 left to play here in the opening quarter. 7-7 is our score. The Hawks offense comes out onto the field with the ball, again sitting right on the X at the 40-yard line to our left. Polston with a perfect opening drive, including a 38-yard touchdown pass to give the Hawks the lead. Quick throw over the middle. It's almost intercepted. It's incomplete. Oh, my. That one was thrown right at Cohen Heady, and it hit him right between the one and the one. He jumped right in front of the route and got two hands on it, and he just could not bring it in.
Oh, man, that's just having the replay there.
He had two chances at it.
He
because
would want that back.
Even when he had his knees on the ground, he still had that ball in his hands, but he just could not secure it. Second down and 10. First incomplete pass for Polston in the football game. It's the first time they try to throw the ball to the middle. Might be the last. Polston takes the snap, fakes the handoff, looking left, lops it up the far side, got his man. It's Carter, and he gets away from Strawn and goes out of bounds. Out past the 45-yard line of the Tigers. They're going to mark him right out at the 45. That's a 15-yard pitch and catch, another first down for Decatur Central.
He had some distance there on that coverage there by number 7. He couldn't get him down on that first one.
First down and 10 for Decatur Central, working to our right in a 7-7 game. Polston has Carter behind him. Now he moves him off to the right. Polston on a hard sprint to the right, looking, fires it on the run, tipped and incomplete. And again, the Tigers got a hand on the pass. Matthew Flores Ortega got one hand on it, not two, like two plays earlier. It'll be second down and 10.
Yeah, Polston just rolls to the right there, and you're right, Ortega did get a hand on that, which caused that incompletion. Looks like some adjustments were made from that first drive a little bit.
Second down for the Hawks at the Tiger 45. Ball in the far hash mark. The wide side of the field is the Decatur Central right. Polston will send a man in motion. He's got Carter behind him. Now Carter comes out to the right motion. They're going to throw it backwards to him. It's a high pass. He reels it in. 45, 40, near sideline, 35, and pushed out of bounds. He gets another first down to the Tiger 33-yard line. And right now, Carter is just faster than the Tigers.
Well, we talked about that in the pregame, how Carter's going to – they have to get him the ball. He is their offense. And right there out of the backfield, you can see that was just a quick pass. And the thing is, with Polston, he's going to want to get that ball out quick, and he's doing so far this game.
Three wideouts to the far side. Tight end lined up on the right. Polston now with some last-minute instructions. Puts Carter up in front of him. Quick throw far side. Hicks turns upfield at the 30, 35. Gets away from Wilson, but gets out of bounds at the 24-yard line. That's a gain of 9 on that pass play. And right now, Decatur Central throwing out to the wide sides, and they have guys wide open.
Well, this offense, it does remind me a lot of that Lafayette Jeff offense. That quarterback for Lafayette Jeff, great arm, and that's the thing we need with this quarterback to run this is a great arm. And this Polston kid, he's got a really, really good arm.
Those are long throws.
Those are very long throws.
First down or second down and 1 from the 24. Polston takes the snap, empty backfield, lobs it up to the corner of the end zone, and it's going to be tipped and incomplete. Pass intended down here along the near sideline for Eisen. Wilson on the coverage for the Tigers. It'll be third down and 1. I would be stunned if they didn't try to run the ball here and get their first down. 3:02 left to play in a very action-packed first quarter here at Lucas Oil Stadium. 7-7 game, Warsaw and Decatur Central for the 5A championship.
Well, if you like offense, you've liked this first 9 minutes of football.
For sure. And they're going to send a man in motion. Polston with a fake, lobs it up to the back corner of the end zone. It's all Tigers back there. It's intercepted by Quentin Brock. There wasn't a receiver anywhere nearby, and Brock was back there, almost called for a fair catch. Warsaw gets the first turnover of the game against Decatur Central, and it's Tiger ball.
It was a very similar play the previous play, and that was Quentin on the previous play as well that broke it up, and Quentin's just like, okay, you're going to throw it up, I'll reach up and catch it, and he did. Great play there on the defensive secondary for Quentin Brock.
Brock playing on defense as well.
And I can attest, he's got good hands.
Yes, he does.
Showed right there.
It goes as a touchback because it was intercepted in the end zone. With 2:54 left to play here in the opening quarter, Warsaw has a chance to go down and take the lead. They needed Decatur Central to make some mistakes, and there is a pretty sizable mistake. First down and 10 for Sullivan and the offense. And they're going to pitch it back for Reed. And he's got blockers. Third, 25-30, 35-40, 45, and pushed out of bounds into the Decatur Central bench after a gain of 29 yards out to the 49-yard line.
Just a pitch off to the right there. And Tucker Reed, when we talk a lot about our opponents, you know, how quick that, you know, when they see space, they're gone. Tucker Reed, he's pretty fast. When there's an opening, he's going to take it.
Well, we haven't seen Tucker touch the ball much lately, but he carried it big there in state finals, and he's got Warsaw to their 49-yard line, first down and 10. Option play, and this will be – oh, the ball came loose. Oh, no. The ball's come loose, and the Tigers have given it back. Duncan fumbles, and Decatur Central recovers at the Tiger 49-yard line.
I'm going to see the replay of that. I kind of lost that just probably because we're so high up. But each team scores a touchdown on their opening drive, and then each team commits that turnover. And now it's up to the defense to kind of stem the tide a little bit and keep them from getting close to the end zone.
Oh, man, a golden opportunity for the Tigers to take the lead. Yeah, that ball came out.
Yep.
No doubt about it. They do not have instant replay as the ability to change a call, but we certainly are watching it on the big screen. So both teams turn it over, and with 2:42 left to play in the quarter, Decatur Central with the ball in Tiger territory, sweep to the right. Hicks trying to get around the corner, and he'll be tackled down at the 43-yard line. So gain of about 5 yards and a first down carry for Kazmir Hicks, a junior, 5'11", 160. If you're thinking big picture, like you're thinking, well, next year we'll have to deal with him next year. No, you won't. Decatur Central going to the state finals last year and this year, they will move up. They will be 6A next season. Second down and 5. Polston, quick throw, far side, got his man again. That is Carter turning upfield, gets hit. A flag comes in behind the play. Normally in a place where you would see holding. Yep. Or an ineligible man downfield.
Well, you might have that because they had an offensive lineman split out wide to the left, and he was on the line of scrimmage.
They kicked the flag. Okay, it's holding against the Hawks. The flag's at the 40, so that'll be a 10-yard walk-off. The referees are mic'd. We could have tapped into that. We have a mic cord to do that, and there's a plug-in back in the back of the room that we could run that, but I didn't figure I could keep track of it. And so I just decided not to. So the flag and the walk-off moves the ball back to the 50, and it's second down and 12 for the Hawks right at the midfield stripe. 7-7 game, clock running, 1:48 left to play here in the first quarter. Polston on the handoff, gives to Hicks. He comes flying through the hole. He breaks a tackle. He breaks another, and he might have a first down. He does have a first down to the Tiger 38-yard line. He needed 12. He got 12.
And that's the thing we talked about in the pregame, too. You know, we specifically singled out Hicks, and he identified him as a guy that there's a missed tackle right there. Like, once we make contact with him, we have to bring him down.
In the words, have to should be in all caps, yes. Italics,
yep.
Bold. Down to a minute 20 left to play here in the opening quarter. 7-7 game in the 5A state championship. Ball at the Tiger 38, first down and 10. Empty backfield. Polston will fake the handoff and to run up the middle, which is along the numbers on the near side of the field, and he'll get inside the 35 to the 33. That's a gain of 5 more yards.
I think this offensive line for Decatur Central really reminds me of like a line from Concord where they're just big and physical, and they are moving our guys around to an extent. Really impressive so far.
40 seconds left. The Hawks do have to snap the ball. There's 15 on the play clock as they come to the line of scrimmage. Two wide outs to the right. One on the far side. And they will hand off up the middle. And Dodo gets tripped up as he got to the line of scrimmage. It was Schultz that tackled him. It's a gain of a little more than 2 yards. And it'll be third down and 3 from the 31. And quickly, the Hawks come to the line of scrimmage with 10 seconds left to go in the quarter. Polston, with his left leg back, will now stand up and let the time run out. Through one, it's Warsaw 7, Decatur Central 7. We're back in 60 seconds with quarter 2 on News Now Warsaw.